This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, you want to take more calls? I know you do.
I would love to hear the emotion of fans right now.
Yeah, I'm responding to some responses we had from some of the callers.
From the voice of the fans.
Yes, again. We are the fan.
You named the show.
I didn't name anything. I didn't name the fan or the show.
You didn't name the Ken Carmen show the Ken Carmen show?
Can I ask you guys something?
Hell
no. Would we have beaten the Knicks? It looks like it's going to be the Knicks. Would we have beaten them? They play literally five guys. Maybe six.
Are we going to shoot like we shot this series?
Oh, it would have been tough. I mean, honestly, there's no way a Knicks series is just us bombing away threes that are open. No chance. I mean, they're way more physical than Indiana. But at the same time, they go through these droughts offensively.
Anthony, this morning I have trouble saying that they would beat anyone in any series ever again.
Isn't that crazy? Think about where we were 2 weeks ago. We were going over this during the break earlier in the show about where we were 2 weeks ago, waiting for this series to start, demolishing a team like no team has ever dominated
this.
A postseason
God,
series. We thought we were going at least to play Boston. We thought it was definitely going to be a collision course with Boston. And I was feeling good about it. I was.
This.
And now, 2 weeks later, we're in the exact same position how we feel about this team that we did a year ago, the year before that.
I was madder against with the Knicks series. I was madder at that one. I'm not as mad. I think I'm more depressed than I was 2 years ago, which has got to be far worse. Mad is mad. Now I'm depressed. This is a sad-ass morning. Tony in Mansfield, yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
morning.
Are you doing?
Well, we're doing as well as we can.
First of all, let's make the solid point. You guys are the voice of the fan. You guys are the best show that we got.
Well,
I really appreciate everything you guys do. I mean, that was nonsense.
Loser town, loser fans, and you guys are a loser show.
But listen, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we've seen it for a couple of years now, and it's just we don't. I mean, we talk about like being a hardened team, and you know. I'm not saying they're pickup games, but you really see how difficult it is for this team in the playoffs because they don't do what they've done all year, which is that
Tony's breaking
getting the calls. And but you know, it was just chaotic. They switched up everything that they did. It was panic. Not saying they didn't hustle, but it was panicky. And then they completely.
Well, Tony, you're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry about that because you know we like hearing nice words. This, if they're going to continue to do playoffs like this, which I support, you want to be different, be different. Have your playoffs be a totally different animal. Have it be a talking point. Have people, I mean, you are create. If they let these playoffs be this physical from here on out, we create conversation. Will you create non-player movement, non-ridiculous conversation going, okay, this team's doing very well. Will they be ready for the playoffs? And we've had that conversation before, but now it takes a new twist. Are they tough enough to deal with the playoffs? Now, hey, they're swallowing the whistles now. So if the playoffs continue to be this way, which as a basketball fan, I'm fine with. As a Cavs fan, it sucks. Then, yeah, that's going to be a major test for them. Because regular season games and now the art of getting guys ready, it's going to take on a different meaning. Because there's a lot of these games. I mean, again, a lot of people are bringing up that Donovan was sucking wind and a lot of other people were sucking wind, whether or not they were in shape getting ready for the postseason. I think you were just asking so much more of Donovan and then physically asking much more of Donovan than you have since last postseason because guys disappear on him. The conditioning issue will be brought up because now, I mean, you had a 10-guy deep rotation, but when you get guys injured, now it shrinks the rotation. Like somebody brought up the rotation earlier, and I'm thinking, well, it was Dave in Broadview Heights before he went crazy. You have to shrink the rotation because you got guys hurt. Well, when you have a 10-guy rotation, like, yeah, you're not going to have to play as many minutes or as many hard minutes as you did before because you're beating the brakes off all these teams that don't care. Well, now it's going to be different. You know, do you play guys into the fourth when you're up by 25? What do you do now? Because some of these guys, you can't trade them all. And honestly, as of right now, and maybe Jason will say something different in 901, I think the odds are probably somewhere at 75, 80% that you bring back the team as they are right now. That's not going to make anybody feel any better, but you're strapped.
Well,
you're strapped with the apron.
If I start I don't want to really depress everybody, and we're going to be able to go over this over the next week and really all offseason, but their moves are nearly impossible to really blow anything up or drastically go in one direction or another if they're in this second apron, especially because, like, just take, for instance, the Ty Jerome part of this, which, according to Hollinger, says they can re-sign him using his early bird rights, but a $10 million salary for him would cost the Cavs $62.5
million. Good God almighty.
And we thought he was going to get even more than 10. You know, I thought they could pay him at most 14, which was still not as high as other teams can pay him. And, you know, he played so bad in the postseason, or in this round, I should say, that people think it would depress his salary. I still do think there are guys you pay because of their regular seasons. Because, you know, teams like Brooklyn need to pay somebody.
Andy on the road, you're next up with the fan.
Hey, so who do you think the Cavs?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
NFL equivalent are they the Bills? You know, we have these great, what did they win, 64 games? What's the NFL equivalent in wins?
I wish I'd like to say it. I think you're going somewhere with it.
Baltimore over the last?
Yeah, maybe it's Baltimore. But
5 years since they got Lamar?
I think there's like a feeling of a juggernaut out there. I don't feel like there's a juggernaut here in the NBA.
Yeah, well, right, okay. Well, that's a good point. But then my other thought is, maybe that's the whole thing's gone. But I'm thinking, like, who is Donovan Mitchell then? Is he the quarterback? So does he... He's not Lamar, though. Is he Josh Allen? He's obviously the quarterback of this fake NFL team, you know, in this analogy.
And no, in this analogy, then it has to be Lamar, because who takes Lamar seriously? Everybody nationally, it's always, what's Lamar going to do in the postseason? What's he going to do in the postseason? True. So he ends up being Lamar in this case.
But so then my next point is, we want to break up this team. As Browns fans, wouldn't we be pretty thrilled with like 14-3 and getting beaten in the playoffs? But I mean, maybe we wouldn't be for long. But what do you think?
Well, okay, in this analogy, Andy, and thank you very much for the call. Like, Donovan ain't going anywhere. So your quarterback wouldn't be going anywhere. Other pieces, though, they come and they go. And you expect your team to be a competitive team because that's what your quarterback's there for. Now, I could look at it and say, does my quarterback have what it takes to get over these humps that are these other teams? I don't know that. Because I said at the beginning of the show, and I stand by, and it's a strong thing to say, and I hate saying it. He is 6'3". He's great. There's only a few guys, though, that can drag a team that has injuries, even when they're injured, to beating teams in the playoffs. Getting to a finals with teams that have problems. And Donovan's a Hall of Famer, but we're talking the elite of the elite that are able to do that. But I can't just go out and have those guys traded to me. So Donovan is who I have. Just like your quarterback is who your quarterback is, and there's some times where you just have to deal with it. But I do think that everybody else is up for grabs. But because of all this, again, I think we're in the neighborhood right now of, it's a tough thing to admit. And I'm willing to explore all the options that are out there, all the names that are out there. I'm willing to explore it. Certainly, it's been three really frustrating years. But I'm in the neighborhood of saying, 80%, you're bringing this team back. And they're going to have to dig deeper and be tougher whatever way they possibly can. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know. If they got to go and they got to train like Rocky IV, I don't know what it is. They're going to have to do something. Maybe they become a bunch of MMA fighters this summer. I have no idea.
It brings us back to a central question in sports in general. This is not just basketball, but is it you either have it or you don't upstairs, or you either have it or you don't physically? Are those things like Evan Mobley has gotten more physical every year? Like I saw him bully guys, you know, throughout the first two rounds of the playoffs. I saw him do it against Wiggins and Bam Adebayo in the first round. I saw him in this round do it against basically anybody he went up against. So that guy has gotten better at those parts of the game.
Can I ask you?
But is that possible for Darius?
I said I'd do this around 7:30, and we got 2 second trivia coming up. We're going to get right back to the Cavs. I promise that. It's a Cavs Lick Our Wounds show. The governor did meet with Jimmy Haslam and the commissioner of the NFL.
To lobby
about Brook Park.
Mm-hmm.
This is total speculation. I know nothing. You think the governor or the commissioner might have said, "Hey, you get this done. There's going to be a Super Bowl."
It's a negotiation, right? So what?
Or
what
do
you
think the governor's like, if I do this, there better be a Super Bowl in Cleveland?
What? How does a negotiation work? Tell me what you want. We'll tell you what we want. Is there a conversation to be had here? Let's not start out with a whole bunch of barriers. Let's see what we can accomplish.
Yeah.
That anybody in the business world that's ever talked to me about negotiations, tell me what you want. I'm going to tell you what I want. Let's see if there's a reason to keep having conversation. Well, if I'm the county, right, or if I'm the state, and it looks like this is a state issue in this regard, all right, what can you give me? We want a Super Bowl. Let's start from there. Can you get me a Super Bowl, yes or no? And if the commissioner says no, the fact that he's even lobbying tells me that Mike DeWine was going to veto this bill. That's how I read into it. Because why would the commissioner need to get on his jet and come to the state house and come to the Capitol?
I'd have to look back into it and see whether or not this is almost obligatory. I use that word. I don't want to do it obligatory, but I have to see whether or not that this has been done a lot in the past. Like if Tagliabue went places or Goodell's had to go places in other situations, if this is standard.
Shows me that the NFL does not think this, and the Browns do not think this is as sure as I think they might have thought it was 2 months ago.
He did say that
the stuff DeWine has been saying could be holding up some of the conversations.
Goodell did say to Cleveland.com, quote, this is from Rich Exner, quote, all the conversations have been incredibly positive, tremendous leadership by the governor and leadership by, in quotations, the General Assembly, as he told in a phone interview between meetings in Columbus. So the governor was talking to Commissioner Roger Goodell. So we will see how this develops. We'd spend more time on it. We will as the week goes. We've got the schedule opening up tonight. We'll figure out the schedule this evening as it's, I'm sure there will be leaks throughout the day. So that's why you keep it here to the fan. And there will be the announcement tonight of the schedule. Lyman and I will be calling in during Jake Volnick's show live after the schedule is announced in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I'll give you the Cavs schedule from here on out. Nothing. Okay. They're off tomorrow. They're off the next day. They're off the following day. And then they're off the next day. And then the next one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.